I pray this day that everyone that went to war will reconsider and hopefully come back in peace with Iraq and other countries. And may my wars inside be let go of. I will surrender to you, God. Amen.
As the earthly wheel of karma must play its unfoldment according to the deems of mankind, which has deemed slaying and killing of people as an acceptable part of life, especially in this circumstance, creating what could now be the worst massacre ever in the world. What you can pray for, and in which prayer I join you, to have the most powerful impact upon stopping this war and all wars, is on the individual level, that human beings, particularly those that are in wars, training for wars, proposing wars, funding wars, and soon going to wars, that these individuals will have, in the most immediate future possible, the very same spiritual awakenings that each of you have had that brought you to this place. For it is only by this process that wars can really be averted with humanity's consciousness where it is now, as more and more individuals find it within themselves that inbred inherent divinity, the divine human nature, against whose grain any concept of war does rub. So I ask that you envision these ones having epiphanies and revelations and laying down their weapons and saying, I would rather die or be slain than harm another living creature. And the second prayer I offer, which is also the second and even more powerful vehicle for ending war, the concept of war on this planet, to which some of you have already alluded, is by ending the personal wars you each have within your heart. War with self, war with loved ones, ultimately your wars with God, that almost every human being is waging at this time, save a very small number proportionate to the whole. As above, so below. And more importantly, in this case, as within, so without. So long as there are wars waging within individual human hearts against themselves and their Lord God, there shall be outer wars on this physical planet called Earth. So the single most powerful impact you can have in this world to end war is to end it within yourself, all the while we are holding this vision of the awakenings and epiphanies happening within the hearts of those now waging, planning, preparing, funding wars. Combine these two efforts within yourself and outside yourself in the collective, and you have a formula. You have the formula for the divine victory, the abolition, the very consciousness of war. from the life stream of man. And I invoke the highest essence of truth, blended with the heart of compassion, to bring forth this inner and outer integrity and restoral of balance in the hearts and minds of man. And it is to this end that we light this candle and hold this vision and vigil. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Oh.